Closing an operating base in Afghanistan is not as simple as packing up and moving out. The Army is taking care to leave the land as it was before soldiers found it. Army Lieutenant Colonel Jason Borg works as a base engineer at the International Security Assistance Force Joint Command. He spoke via satellite from Afghanistan with Tom Temin about the logistical ballet.
We're dismantling a lot of bases across the theater right now. Basically, there's a number set base that we want to get to prior to December 31st, 2014, when we transition to the Resolute Support Mission. And all of the bases that we're working on right now will either be transferred or closed as we get to that point.
So if it's transferred to the Afghans, is that what you mean by transferred?
Right. There's two different methods when we're taking a look at different base infrastructure. And one is closure, and I see that in a lot of reports that we're closing down bases. That's essentially what we're doing. But when we say close, what we're saying is that we're taking the base all the way to the ground and leaving it at the point it was when we first got there. So basically, it's the same. It's back to earth, back to what it was when we first got there. When we transfer a base, we're taking the infrastructure that is on that base. Some of it is real property, and other pieces and parts are personal property, like force protection and barriers and stuff like that. And that is a transfer, essentially keeping the infrastructure intact and letting the Afghans fall in on it as we depart.
So let's talk about the dismantling of the bases. How do you exist there and have the soldiers there served while the whole thing is disappearing around them?
Yeah, it is sort of a synchronized ballet dance. So you have to plan out the steps it will take to dismantle a base all the way to the ground, because you can't dismantle a tent if people are living in it. And so you've got to plan out on a timeline pieces and parts of that base and de-scope it over a time period.
What does a base consist of? Is it all tents? Are there buildings made of wood and nails and windows and that kind of thing? I mean, what are the structures composed of?
It's a variety, and it depends on what the mission is there. Some of the bases have tent structures, and some of the bases have hard structures that we refer to as pre-engineered buildings that are basically a brick and mortar. So some of it is hard stands, and some of it is tents. It all depends on how large that base is and what the mission is that it's supporting.
And what about the utilities and the electricity? Is there water and sewage that are piped into these places, and does that have to somehow get pulled out also?
Typically, the water is all off of wells that have been put in on that base to sustain, or the water, if it's a very small base and there is not a chance to dig a well there, then the water is brought in via truck and water bottles. The electricity, for the most part, is all from generator and from generator power.
I guess there's not much of a physical infrastructure to serve civilization, I guess, the way we would think of a town or even a base here in the United States.
That's correct. I mean, but some of the larger bases that have been there for a large amount of time, for instance, like the Bastion Leatherneck, there has been significant builds there that will end up transferring to the Afghans.
So when you're going to dismantle one, what's the first thing you do? How do you start? Is it the perimeter, or do you work from the inside out?
I guess it's depending on the geography and the terrain of the base and what needs to go first. Like there's certain pieces and parts of a base, just like you would see in a city district. You know, we try to plan out the bases when we build them, where you've got the landing strip or the helicopter landing zone in one area, the medical facilities in one area, the sleeping areas in one area, and the command and control facilities in another. And so what you end up doing is trying to do that the best you can logically to not disrupt the operations that are going. You're going to keep the most critical assets the longest, like the command and control facilities, but you're just going to get smaller as you go. So you may start out with a larger building with some TVs and a lot of communication gear in there. And then as you're getting closer to closing the base, you know, you're going down to your expeditionary set, which is just a radio and, you know, a vehicle.
We're speaking with Army Lieutenant Colonel Jason Borg. He's an engineer helping to withdraw from Afghanistan by taking up some of the bases there. How many bases altogether do you think the Army will end up dismantling?
As far as base closures, we have closed over 200 bases since we've started tracking closures and transfers. And now you look at it, there's not too many left that we're going to close. We're down to 54 total bases in country right now. And this is more than U.S., it's the entire coalition footprint. And then by the end of the year, we expect that number to be pretty much cut in half.
And once a base is, when you pick up the final tent stakes or the final pieces off the ground, does anyone have any kind of ceremonies for it, or you just put it on a truck and it's gone?
Well, typically what we've seen is there is a formal ceremony, like the one that they just had at Bob Walton. You know, one of the last things they did was had a ceremony at the flagpole where they took down the flag and folded it up before they left. And then that is on a closure where we're taking, you know, the base back to the ground. Now, when we transfer a base, it's joint with the Afghan Security Force or whoever we transfer it to, where it's a formal ceremony, and it typically, you know, you send the invites out. And there's quite a bit of people and press that shows up for that.
And for a place like Forward Operating Base Walton, which you say will be is down to the ground and even the flagpole and so forth, how do people feel about that? Are they saying to themselves, good riddance to this rat hole? Or is there a little pang of nostalgia because of how much and the intensity of what occurred there?
I think it shows two things. It shows the responsible retrograde as the ISAF and IJC footprint is moving out and coming back and transitioning to the new Resolute Support mission. It also shows the ability for the Afghans to sustain the footprints that they have.
And just briefly, tell us what your own history of service is in Afghanistan.
I served with 3rd Brigade, 10th Mountain at Fob Pasab, which is in Regional Command South in Kandahar Province in 2011-2012. And I've been here inside the IJC headquarters since late January, working theater basing.
And how long do you expect to be there?
We're on 365-day orders, so anytime into January.
And so do you expect to ever see Afghanistan again once you come home, or do you want to or hope to?
I think at this point, I don't expect to be back here, but there's always that possibility because I know that the mission here is not ending. It's just transitioning to a different mission. And there's less opportunity. You know, the numbers are going to be far less in 2015, and so the chance of coming over here decreases.
Well, I was thinking, say, you know, in 25 years from now, when things are totally different, just as some Vietnam veterans actually visit Vietnam as tourists.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, if I could do that, that would be something.
I guess anything's possible. So just a final question. So when you do pull up and the place is evacuated, is there rock underneath there, or do you sweep it up? I mean, what does it look like when the base is completely removed?
When the base is completely removed, it is what it was, and it basically is bare earth. When we decide that we're going to close a base, there's a lot of things that have to take place before that. We have environmental survey teams go out there. We have hazardous waste go look at the ground. And if there's anything in there indicating a cleanup, that needs to be taken care of prior to us coming off the base. And so, yeah, essentially, what it looked like when we got there is what it looks like when we leave there. And that's what is defined with what we're trying to do is the responsible retrograde off of these bases.
And so most of the equipment comes home, or is it transferred to the Afghans?
Some of the equipment is transferred to the Afghans. Like I said before, with a lot of the infrastructure, if we leave infrastructure on a base, some of that is transferred based on their ability to sustain it. Some of the generators, if they need it, will be transferred, and that is known as personal property that we transfer, and the infrastructure that we can't take with us, we term as real property. And so both of those real property and personal property will get transferred. On the equipment piece, that is typically retrograded from that base to a larger base, and that is a decision based on needs from other units, where that equipment has to go. And but there is some scrapping involved with that equipment. So not all of the equipment we'll bring home with us.